Being a graduate student, you get a lot of people asking you about what you're writing your master's thesis on. And often this just comes up in casual passing conversation. But for me, I find there's no easy or casual way to explain that I research a very traumatic and unsettling topic. I study the siblings of young murder victims. You're probably thinking that must be a difficult subject to study, but to me, this research is incredibly important. Not only because research like this will help us understand how to better support the family members of murder victims with victim services and counseling services, how they're treated by the criminal justice system, but also because I believe there's something that we can learn from these siblings, something about the nature of trauma and the nature of grief. Now, unlike murder, trauma and grief are not that hard to relate to at all. And that's because it's estimated that 75% of Canadians will experience at least one potentially traumatic event during the course of their lifetime. And grief touches all of us because grief is a normal human experience. And as a clinical counselor in training, I am interested in how trauma and grief interact. And I also have questions about how time might be influencing this interaction. For example, one question I have is, does time really heal all wounds? Now, what I haven't mentioned yet is that this research that I'm doing is groundbreaking. And that's because the sample that I'm using consists of responses from 67 siblings of young murder victims. And that makes it the largest sample of its kind ever collected in Canada. In fact, it's the largest homogeneous sample of its kind ever collected worldwide. And these siblings, they filled out surveys, and they rated their level of distress from the murder, so their trauma, and then their level of distress from the loss, so their grief. And they also answered questions about time, how long has it been since the murder. And so far, the results are indicating that trauma and grief have a very high overlap, or about an 80% correlation. And remember that question I was asking about time, does time heal all wounds? Well, it's looking like time does have quite a strong relationship with the level of distress from the murder. So over time, that trauma response does decrease. However, time did not have that same strong relationship with the level of distress from the loss or the grief. So now I want to talk about the future and the role I see this study may be playing in that future. So as it stands now, we have a lot of research about trauma and a lot of research about grief, and that's great. But what's really just emerging is research related to how trauma and grief interact. And a better understanding of this interaction will lead to better support, but also better diagnostic assessments, treatment interventions, and counseling outcomes for all. Thank you.